Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web elke week saam tussen 6 en 7.
Die Kaapse metro is die enigste metro in die land wat surplus elektrisiteit van ondernemings en huishoudings met sonkragstelsels aankoop. Die initiatief heet Cash for Power en die stad het pas aangekondig dat het reeds sedert 2022 50 miljoen rand se kontant aan hierdie besighede en huishoudings uitbetaal het. Daar is meer as 1800 geregistreerde residensiële en kommersiële deelnemers aan hierdie initiatief. Jordan Neil Lewis is op die lyn. Hy is Kaapstad se burgemeester. Jordan, thank you so much for your time. Just briefly explain what this initiative is all about. How does it work?
Essentially, we're trying to buy as much power as we can so that we can protect the rest of the city from further stages of load shedding. That's how it started, and we called it Cash for Power. And literally, if you have got a solar power system installed at your house and you are producing more than you need, then we want to buy that from you. So what we did was we said we'll first credit it against your municipal account and your whole municipal account, not just your energy bill, so your water, your waste collection and so on. And if that whole bill runs to zero, we credit your entire account and then you still keep producing more power and selling us more power. We will also even pay you cash if you run into a negative bill.
And it seems very successful. In the press statement, you state that the city has purchased 176 megawatt ampere, I would imagine, MVA. What does that mean? And can you give us just some perspective? How much electricity did you buy?
To be honest, it's still relatively small in comparison to what the city uses. The city uses 2,200 megawatts of power at peak time. So we've got a long way to go, but it is still a very positive program that's working well, helping a lot. And, you know, a lot of people are really excited by it. I visited a furniture factory recently where they're running their entire furniture factory mainly on solar power, and sometimes they have excess. And there, the owner of the factory was showing me how on his bank account, he's receiving payments from the city for the power. And, you know, people just get very excited when they actually receive cash back from the government. So it's a great program, and it is going to help us as it grows further and further. It's going to help us reduce our reliance on Eskom, which is very important because of the price and the unreliability of Eskom.
Who is the typical participant from a residential perspective, maybe?
Well, look, if you have a home system, you've got to have a really big system to credit your entire municipal account. So it's generally homes that have invested in quite a substantial system. On my home, personally, I've got a 5 kilowatt system. And certain times of the day, I'm producing excess, but certainly not as a net excess producer for the whole month. But if you have a significantly sized system, mine's just a small one, then it is possible that you are actually throughout the course of the whole month, you are actually producing more than you are using. So it's fairly large homes with large systems, and then it is the small and medium businesses that have invested in those systems as well.
When you launched this initiative, Cash for Power, there was some criticism that you had to buy a smart meter, which was very expensive. Have you introduced a cheaper model?
We did, yeah. We've done a whole lot of things to make it very easy to do this. So the meter used to be about 12,000 Rand. It's now under 6,000. Also, it used to take very long to get approval. We now have a fully automated online system, so you can get approval within a matter of days, 24 hours, you can get approval. So it's now really easy to participate.
And from the city's perspective, does that benefit you financially?
No, at the moment it does not, because obviously people who install solar power are not buying from the grid anymore. But we took the approach to say most cities in South Africa are actually actively trying to stop people getting solar power because it impacts on their revenue. We took a totally different approach to say this is the way of the future. You cannot stop people trying to protect themselves from load shedding. And actually in future, if there's enough of this power to go around, we can be much less reliant on Eskom. And then it's fine for our city business model because we are still in the business of buying and selling power. We're just simply not buying from Eskom, we're buying from you as a private homeowner and selling it on to other people in the city. In the beginning, it does take some startup investment. As you said, we've now paid out around 50 million Rand for this. But I have no doubt that in the future, as it grows and grows, and as we reduce our reliance on Eskom, it will actually be very positive. That is the future of the energy business model.
There are around 1,800 participants. Is this number growing?
All the time. I saw numbers yesterday about the number of applications we're getting per month. You know, the numbers are very, very healthy. Every month we're getting more and more applications.
The big question is, are other metros looking over your shoulder? Can this initiative be a blueprint for the other big metros and probably larger towns as well?
I definitely think it is a blueprint. I just think cities are understandably very nervous about their revenue from electricity sales. But I would just encourage them to say that this is the way of the future. We're not going back. This is how the future energy market is going to look. And we may as well embrace that future and build it and make it easy and simple for people. And it has the added benefit of reducing our reliance on Eskom. And that also has to be a part of the future. We cannot have the same, you know, lethargic, poorly performing Eskom for the next 100 years. We've got to have a much more dynamic, competitive energy market where energy comes from lots of different sources and then gets accumulated on the grid and distributed to other customers who want to buy it. That is how the future market is going to work. So we may as well embrace it and start building it now.
But I think the revenue argument could be quite substantial, especially if this 176 megawatt grow to a substantial portion of your total electricity sales. So how will you substitute that revenue?
That's why it's so important to allow people to sell back. Because if you just allow people to install a solar system, then they are only removing themselves from the grid, but they're not giving you any additional power that you can sell to other customers. So it's just a net loss to the municipality. However, if you sell back to the municipality, that allows us to sell that power on in the rest of the grid to people who need it. And that power doesn't come from Eskom. So one of the ways to address the revenue risk is to make sure that you can buy back as much as possible. That is why we've been determined to go so fast on this.
And obviously you pay less for that electricity than you would have paid Eskom for it.
Well, the commitment we've made is that we will pay the same, actually. We will pay the same to customers that we are buying from as we pay to Eskom. We want to make that commitment because we don't want people to feel like they're being shortchanged. But the fact is that all of the power that we are buying now on the open market from independent power producers is cheaper than Eskom. So at some point, yes, we think that renewable power will be considerably cheaper than Eskom. I think we're already seeing that now. And then there will be that positive price differential for the city, yes.
Jordan, baie dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Jordan Neil Lewis, die burgemeester van Kaapstad. Johan, dit maak net sin om dit te doen. Daar is te veel elektrisiteit wat opgewek word deur sonstelsels. Gebruik dit.
Dit is Ryk, kom ons dink hoeveel geld is spandeer deur mense om hierdie vermoë daar te stel. En dit is elke dag wat hierdie son skyn op daai panele net 'n massiewe verlies. Maar is baie goed om te hoor, die meters is nou goedkoper daarso. En ek wens regtig ons kan in Gauteng dieselfde ding in plek sit.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.